Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. The image of Christ as the Good Shepherd is amongst the most well-known, if not the most well-known, of all the images of Christ in Scripture. It's also the only biblical image of Christ that gets its own day in the church year, which testifies to the power and the comfort that this image portrays. Undoubtedly, the image of the Good Shepherd invokes a picture in your mind's eye, like likely that of the humble shepherd gently tending to his lambs. We've all seen the paintings of Jesus either slinging a lamb over his shoulders or carrying them and closing them close to his heart. While these pictures show the tender love and mercy that Christ our shepherd has for us, they also by themselves are insufficient. Let's look at how the scriptures speak about this good shepherd to see what I mean. To begin with, we sung it today, but the psalm for today is Psalm 23. That psalm that is so well known by many, that comforts us in our time of trouble and need. Almost no funeral goes by without these words passing through our lips. David says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." David had a lot of evil that he faced in his life. And as we look around and we see this world, we see the shadow of death all around us. Death comes in many forms, through disease and sickness, through broken relationships between husbands and wives, between parents and children, between friends and neighbors. We see the shadow of death even in our own lives. As we struggle to try and do the Father's will, but yet we never seem to measure up. Within and without, we are assaulted by our sin and by the world. The devil stalks through this valley of the shadow of death like a roaring lion waiting for someone to devour. As we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, a meek and humble shepherd alone will not save us. But instead, we see the good shepherd enter this valley. Though this shepherd is tender and meek with his sheep, there is something quite ferocious and untamable about him. While the hired hands flee at the sign of a wolf, at any sign of trouble, this good shepherd walks straight into the heart of danger. He walks willingly into the valley of the shadow of death, for that is where his sheep have been scattered. That is where we are. He walks into the valley of the shadow of death for you. He walks into the valley of the shadow of death to gather you to himself. He walks into the valley of the shadow of death to face down our enemies. He himself even enters the jaws of death himself to rescue his sheep who have been lost there. Yet the good shepherd is unlike any other shepherd. for he does not lay down his life in vain. Unlike any hireling or other shepherd, he does so with an authority that is even over death. Christ says, I lay down my life for the sheep, that I may take it back up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay down my life, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. Christ, he is our good shepherd, and he did enter the valley of death and the valley of sorrow for you and for me. He dared to enter this world. He stepped down from his throne and became a servant to care for us. He came to, even in the midst of this shadow of death, to lead us beside still waters, to make us lie down in green pastures. Even in the midst of sin and death, our shepherd gives us rest. He gives us rest because he willingly entered the valley of the shadow of death, that he might take death and sin upon himself, that we who are his sheep might be washed in his blood and cleansed from every sin. And through his death, he conquered death. He conquered the world, and he conquered Satan, and he conquered our sin. So that through his death and his life, we might be restored to paths of righteousness. Christ our Lord. There is no other name given among men by which we might be saved. It is Christ alone, our good shepherd, who is able to enter the valley of death, for he alone could deliver us from death. It was he alone who could submit himself to the jaws of death so that he could lead us safely through this valley and bring us to safety on the other side. And it is only Christ who could do this and not lose a single one of his sheep, but instead he brings them to everlasting life. He brings them securely to his Father. We all know and love the image of Jesus, the good and tender shepherd. But today I want to leave you with another image of our good and gracious shepherd. Whenever I think of the good shepherd, I can't help but think of being one of those lost and alone sheep scattered in the midst of the valley, with Satan and death in the shadows, lurking and waiting, ceasing to pounce and devour me. But just as he sees his opportunity and leaps out to devour me whole, Christ, our good shepherd, leaps in front of me. And with the open wide jaw of the devil and Satan, same thing, and death, he puts his hands in the jaw of death. And as he rips open the jaw of death to conquer him, his hands are pierced by the fangs of the lion. And as the lion tries to reach out and grab us as the sheep, he wounds the side of Christ. This is our good shepherd, the one who put himself in the jaws of death, the one whose hands were pierced for you and me, the one whose side was pierced and speared for you and me, that he might die in our place. And as the lion seeks to destroy, yet he overcomes. His blood is sprayed upon the lambs he is defending. For it is only through the power of the blood of our good shepherd that we as his sheep are brought through the valley of the shadow of death. For only Christ himself has died and rose again, and he who has conquered death will never die again. And as his sheep, he leads us too safely through death and into life everlasting. By the power of his body broken and his blood shed, he has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemies. By the power of his blood, he has anointed our head with oil so that our cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy, even in this valley of death, shall follow you all the days of your life. For Christ is your good shepherd. And when your day of death comes, he will bring you safely through. He will bring you safely through death into life everlasting, and there you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For this is what Christ, our good, gracious, tender, meek, yet ferocious good shepherd does for you and for me. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Amen.